Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from beautiful Miami, Florida on WWNN. I want to thank Freddie and all his wonderful crew for all their fantastic help today. Out of This World Radio is a listener-supported station, and if you'd like to support us, please go to our website at outofthisworldradio.net. I really appreciate your help because I know if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier planet. I wanted to let you know that Out of This World Radio, the purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier place. My radio shows are also broadcast in San Francisco on Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, as well as 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. on BBS Radio in the Bay Area. And if you'd like to listen to those shows, just go to bbsradio.com/Out of This World Radio and click on the little purple button for BBS Radio Station 1. Also, on Mondays, every other Monday, I broadcast on Radio Soul International in Vienna, Austria, and you can listen to me there by just going to my website at outofthisworldradio.net and just clicking on one of the buttons for Vienna. We've got a fantastic show today. I'll be talking about my upcoming Galactic Wisdom Conference, which will be held on March 13th and 14th, 2021 in Olympia, Washington here. I know that's far away from Miami, but if you'd like to go, you're welcome to come. We have limited attendance for people coming. Also, too, you can listen live online to the shows. All the speakers will be online. And the cost for the entire show for the weekend is just $25. The website for the show is at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and you can find out all about the information there. I'll be going over that in just a minute, but you're all welcome to come. This is my 7th annual Galactic Wisdom Conference. I started these conferences back in 2014, 2015, and it's so good. I always meet lots of wonderful people there, and we always bring in lots of good spiritual healers, UFO people, and psychics, and everybody really has a good time. So I hope you can come this year. And if you can't come in person, you can join us live online as well. Every year I go to Mount Shasta in Peru. This year I'll be going to Mount Shasta at the end of June and also at the end of August for a week. Mount Shasta is an incredible place. We always have lots of miracle healings which occur there. The year before last, the Telosians and the people of Telos underneath Mount Shasta actually fixed my eyesight, and they gave me 20/10 crystal clear eyesight. It's kind of a long story, everything, but for years I'd had 20/40, 20/50 blurry eyed vision in my left eye, in my left eye, and the Telosians one night, Adama, who's the high priest of Telos underneath Mount Shasta, came to me and I was sleeping in my tent at Mount Shasta, and he said, "Ted, you can see spiritually, you can see crystal clear now. How would you like to see physically crystal clear?" And I said, "Yes, of course, I'd love to." So the next morning I woke up, and I'll never forget this. I get out of my tent and I look at these trees across from my tent, and they're all crystal clear, no more blurry vision. Everything was completely healed, and now I have 20/10 crystal clear eyesight. This has also happened to several other people on my trips as well. A fellow named Jason, who was with me on the trip too, his eyesight was restored to crystal clear, perfect vision. And then another friend of mine, good friend of mine named Heather, also received 20/20 vision during that trip. So miracle healings do occur. 2 years ago, actually another miracle happened with me as well, where I've been working very hard for many years. And Adama and the Telosians came to me and they said, "Ted, we'd like to give you a new heart. You've been working very hard all these years, and we think you need a new heart." So I said, "Sure, I'd love one." So they gave me a new heart, and now I'm built for the next 1,000 years. And I feel pretty good nowadays. But I can't guarantee that all miracle healings will occur for everyone there. But the main thing is, when you come to Mount Shasta, it's good to have a high positive attitude about things and have no doubts, because if you have doubts or negativity, that negativity can stop your healing as well. I've been going to Mount Shasta now since 2015, and it's a beautiful place. Actually, the interesting thing about Mount Shasta now is that it's starting to shift into it's now shifted into the fourth dimension and will be soon in the fifth dimension in the next couple of months. this entire planet is now shifting into the fifth dimension. And by 2025, the entire planet will be shifted into the fifth dimension. It's an amazing time to be alive, my friends. This year in 2021, Sedona, Arizona, will be the next place to shift into the fifth dimension, as long as the entire country of Japan. Japan's a very spiritual place. They believe in what's called Shintoism there, which is the worship of ancestors. And in the Japanese belief system, everything has a spirit behind it, whether it's a living or non-living entity. And they're very spiritual and beautiful people. So I can't wait for them to shift as well into the fifth dimension. The progress of the ascension is actually uneven, because there are pockets, of course, of negativity, different places around the world, and especially in the United States. There's some very positive places, and there are also some very negative places. But things are shifting now, and I can't wait till that happens. If you'd like to go to Mount Shasta, please go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and just click on the little tab for spiritual trips. Also, this year I'll be going back to Peru later this year. Peru is in a fascinating place. I was there in January last year. And while I was there, we went to a place called, at the southern end of Lake Titicaca in southern Peru, to a place called Amaramuro. Amaramuro is a stargate into Agartha and the Hollow Earth. And when we got there, the most amazing experience happened. We got out of our taxi we'd hired for the day. And as we started walking up to this sheer rock cliff, which was the stargate entrance into the Hollow Earth, we could hear a chorus of children singing to us. And we thought there was another tour group there, but as it turned out, these were all children from Agartha in the Hollow Earth. It's another civilization, fourth dimensional civilization. And we could hear this beautiful, beautiful music being sung by these children. Overhead, two condors were flying back and forth over us. And we could even see a Pleiadian mothership above us as well, very bright white light UFO. Which was protecting us there. It was an amazing experience. Behind this stargate was a series of rocks, all piled up in a linear fashion. And those are Sasquatch markers, and there were lots of Sasquatch around too. So it was an amazing experience. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can read all about the trip on my website at outofthisworldreadings.com. The cost is just $4.97 per person, and I guarantee you'll have an out-of-this-world time. For Shasta, the cost is just $200 per person and includes free camping. It's an amazing place, and I guarantee you'll have an out-of-this-world experience. One of the amazing experiences we had last year, or year before last, actually, was that I got in telepathic contact with Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus. Admiral Halosaurus is a wonderful man. He's in charge of the 2.5 million Pleiadian spacecraft now orbiting planet Earth. They're here to observe and also to help us, but they cannot interfere with our free will. So if you want to contact them, what I do is I put my hand over my heart, bow my head slightly, and send lots of love and light to them, and then they'll respond. Admiral Halosaurus came down to visit us at our campsite a couple of years ago, when we were there in July of 2019, and a very, very kind and benevolent man. Ever since that time, I've been up aboard the ship many times, and I actually take people there in the astral plane up on the ship. I also take people into Telos, which is a fifth dimensional civilization underneath Mount Shasta. It's a long story what happened, but about 12,500 years ago, much of the planet was destroyed by a nuclear and crystalline war waged by the Atlanteans on the rest of the civilizations of this planet. They failed in their war, but they ended up destroying much of the planet, unfortunately. And so for the people of Lemuria, which was an ancient civilization off the west coast of the United States, they escaped to caverns underneath Mount Shasta, where they've lived ever since for the past 12,500 years. They had a population of approximately 1.3 million people. They were centered on the island of Maui. And the very top of Maui, if you go to Hawaii, you will find the ancient steps from the Lemurian civilization there. They're still there. Amazing after all these years, but you can see the steps in a part of a structure on top of that mountain. That was the top of the mountain for Lemuria about 12,500 years ago. But after the Atlanteans destroyed much of it, they escaped with about 25,000 people and all of their technology to these caverns underneath Mount Shasta. Telos itself is a city where they have an artificial sunlight. The sunlight is more golden yellow than our sunlight here on the surface. People communicate telepathically, and the amazing thing is because they exist in the fifth dimension, the colors there are so much brighter than they are here. Here in the third dimension, it's a lower vibration. But when you're in the fifth dimension, when you're underneath Mount Shasta and visiting Telos and the beautiful people of Telos and Adama, the high priest of Telos, the colors are all very, very high vibration. These reds behind me are from blankets I got in Cusco, Peru last year. And if you look at these colors, if we were in Telos, the colors would get much, 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 much brighter. I think the angels actually are with me today because I'm getting a lot of angelic light on this side of my face here. You can see it. So they're here helping me today, but it's an amazing place, and I hope you can come. I go at the end of June every year, and at the end of August for a week. The only requirement is that you be of the highest vibration, and have no doubts because a lot of miracles do happen at Mount Shasta. For more information, you can go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and just click on spiritual trips, where you'll find all the information there. Or if you want, you can always send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. We're entering into a beautiful time. I myself have been waiting for this moment for ascension for the past 52,000 years. I've been here waiting that long for these earth changes and for this beautiful time in human history to come. And the reason I say I've been here that long. My guides tell me that. My galactic friends tell me that. And what's fascinating is that, looked at another way of, I've been here for two Mayan Ketun cycles. Now people may ask, what's a Mayan Ketun cycle? A Mayan Ketun cycle is the amount of time it takes for this planet in this solar system to go around the central sun of this universe. And each revolution is about 25,800 years, or approximately 52,000 years, and that's how long I've been here. I've been here a long time. This is my last lifetime before ascension, and I'll be going back to my home civilization of the Pleiades. So I'm making the best of it and the most of it now. My purpose is to help raise consciousness, and that's why I started my radio show, to raise consciousness and make this world a better place. I want to talk about briefly now before we go on to my conference. I've been working with the beautiful Hopi Indians now for the past 2 or 3 years, and I do two things. I raise monies for food to pay for the Hopi. They have been experiencing food shortages on the reservation, where some elderly and senior citizens have been starving as a lack of food. So I've been raising fundraising for that. I've also been raising monies for clean water for the Hopi. The Hopi are beautiful people, but their water supplies are contaminated and very polluted with radiation and arsenic from mining activities in the area. The mines have been taking out water out of their aquifer for decades, with the result now that the Hopis have to go very, very deep for the water. And when they do get water, the water is completely contaminated with radiation. I've been blessed with the help of Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation in Seattle, Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network, Michiko Hayashi of the beautiful Moto Peace Project in Tokyo, and fundraising for clean water filters for the Hopi. And so, if you'd like to donate to this effort, please go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can click on Miscellaneous and find out all the information about the Hopi. 100% of all monies go directly to the Hopi. This is entirely a volunteer effort. And if you'd like to contribute, please visit my website or send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at area code 509-750-9793. I also have a toll-free number as well, at 1-888-879-8339. Now, I've been a psychic for the last about 25, 26 years. I come from a psychic family where it was normal for my family members to talk to the other side. And so for me, it's as easy for me to talk to people who've passed on or as it is to talk to you now in this dimension. Notice I don't say that they're dead, because every time I talk to the spirits on the other side, they sometimes will say, when in a response to relatives or friends asking about them, they say they say that they died, but they didn't die. They'll argue with you. They'll argue with you, and they say, well, we're still very much alive, but they're just in a higher dimension. Once you realize that, you realize that we are all souls inhabiting a human body to have a human experience here on planet Earth. And with that comes many different soul lessons. That's why we're here. The Earth itself is like a huge school where everyone is learning all kinds of different lessons. And I guess that's the beauty of being here on planet Earth. And the thing is, though, is that when you reincarnate here, you often forget where you came from, why you're here. But it's a very interesting process. My dad, who passed away, my beautiful, sweet dad, who passed away in March of 99, I've been in contact with him ever since. And I had lots of questions after he passed over of him, and I was able to get in touch with him through the help of my beautiful foster mother, Terry. But he answered all my questions, and it's just amazing. What happens is that after you pass on, you go through what's called a life review, where you review everything you did in your life, as well as how you affected everyone around you, and as well as inanimate and animate things as well. And the fascinating thing is that when you do that, you gain a greater appreciation for your thoughts, deeds, and actions, and you learn how to become a better person as a result of that. I've been very fortunate since the 1990s, my foster mother, Terry, and then ever since my dad, they've given me wonderful soul lessons in that I've been able to do life reviews, hundreds and hundreds of life reviews. Since that time, I do them almost on a daily basis. And as a result of those life reviews, I've advanced at least about 500 spiritual lifetimes. A spiritual lifetime is approximately 80 years here on this planet. So if you multiply 500 spiritual lifetimes times 80 Earth years, I've advanced at least for about 4,000 years right now, and I'm getting ready for the ascension. So most people don't have the life reviews until after they pass over. But I teach people how to talk to the other side, and how to listen to their angels and guides. Everyone has angels. Everyone has guides. You just need to contact them. And if you're interested in that, I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to talk to the other side. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website at www.outofthisworldreadings.com as well. And all the information is there. I also give readings to people, and I am happy to do that. If you've lost a loved one recently, or parents or family member or friends or pets even, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I'd be happy to help you. Back a couple of years ago, I published a book called Messages from the Masters. It's a book of messages from Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, Robert F. Kennedy, Dr. Emoto, Mahatma Gandhi, Nikolai Tesla, President Eisenhower, and as well as the Galactic Alliance, and Zora from the Hollow Earth. And the book includes a free 10-minute reading from myself, and as well as a copy of this newspaper article, which was published on November 22nd, 1963, in New Zealand, or 23rd, actually, in New Zealand. I'll show you a copy of the article here. It says, Kennedy shot dead. And you can look at the date here. I've got a copy of it. It's very difficult to get one of these papers, by the way, but I was able to do it with the help of President Kennedy. The newspaper article itself was published while President Kennedy was still alive here in the United States. And my book goes into that. Then you ask, well, how could that be? Well, obviously, there was a plan to murder our dear president back in 1963, and the book has some details on that as well, and a copy of this newspaper article. If you like, the cost is just $20, and If you'd like to order, just go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com, and you can click on miscellaneous. You can order the book there. Also, we have these beautiful books by Dr. Emoto of the Emoto of the Emoto Office in Tokyo, Emoto Peace Project, called "Messages from Water." And what's the fascinating thing about this, Dr. Emoto found that if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, you'll create these beautiful crystal images here in the on the electron microscope level in the water itself. This is an image of love and gratitude after putting a glass of water up, taking a glass of water and writing the words love and gratitude on the bottle or the glass of water, and these beautiful water crystals happen. On the other hand, you might ask, well, what happens if you send negative thoughts or have negative things on written on a glass of water? Well, for example, if you write "you fool" on a glass of water, you'll see this kind of pattern here, which is all kind of disjointed and it's all messed up. That's why Dr. Emoto found that our thoughts are so important when creating a beautiful new world. And these books are just $5. If you'd like to order one, please visit my website at outofthisworldreadings.com, or you can write Michiko Hayashi. She's the director of the Emoto, beautiful Emoto Peace Project, a children's charity in Tokyo, Japan. And her email is hayashi@hado.com, hayashi@hado.com. And she can help you get some of those beautiful books. The Dr. Emoto's message of love and gratitude is still very important today. And I wanted to tell you on my Vienna show in Vienna, Austria, on this Monday, a couple days from now, I'll be talking about how we can clean up Fukushima with our thoughts and love and gratitude prayers. Dr. Moto did experiments before he passed away on sending positive love and light across the world to different water system, water areas, and he was able to clean up radiation and pollution and all kinds of things. I'll give you an example. In my book, Messages from the Masters, I've got a pictures that Dr. Moto did of radioactive water. I'll find it for you here. On the electron microscope level, the molecules of radioactive water are very disjointed, and they look like everything that looks like this. This is a water sample affected by radioactive material. I have in my book reprinted with the permission of the Emoto office in Tokyo. And if you look at it, you can see all these, it looks like amoebas and everything else. This is radioactive water. He looked at it under electron microscope. So he did an experiment, and he thought that, well, if I put one of these, if I write love and gratitude on a bottle of radioactive water, or I put one of these beautiful water crystals of love and gratitude on a bottle of water that's radioactive, what will happen? And well, he did that, and then he looked at the water underneath an electron microscope 48 hours later, and look what happened, my friends. This is what it looks like here, a beautiful diamond shaped here, and all the radiation was completely gone. And that's one way we can clean up Fukushima, by saying prayers. And I'll be doing this on my Vienna show this Monday night. If you'd like to listen, please join us. All the information is on my website on how to listen at www.outofthisworldradio.net. But let's do a short prayer for Fukushima now. Fukushima is still a problem. There's still radiation there. Unfortunately, there's something like a million tons of radioactive water at Fukushima right now, which TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, plans to dump into the Pacific Ocean sometime later this year or next year. But I think I don't fault them for that. But they're operating within the third dimension, and if we all use prayers, I know we can clean up those radioactive waste pools at Fukushima. So I'd like for everyone today to say this simple little prayer. It's based on the Ho'oponopono, and it's based upon a Hawaiian healing prayer. And it's very simple. It goes like this. Please say it after me. And when you send it, please send lots of love and light and healing energy to the Fukushima reactors and the holding tanks that contain all this radioactive water. And I know we can clean it up just with our thoughts. This is what Dr. Emoto proved before he passed away in October 2014. So just say it after me, if you don't mind. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. And water, we love you. Let's do it twice more. And there's a reason why I'm doing it three times, and I'll explain that in a moment. Water, please say, water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. And water, we love you. And let's do it one more time. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. And water, we love you. And the reason why I do it three times is for force and effect, and also because Dr. Masaru Emoto and Nikola Tesla have told me that the power of three is very important. Say something either three times, six times, nine times, or 12 times, and it has a resonating effect to really reinforce your prayers. And meditation and sending thoughts to clean up Fukushima is very important. And I know we can do it. There's a much better alternative than simply dumping all this radioactive water into the Pacific. And I'm sure this is a worldwide problem at Fukushima. And I know everyone wants to clean it up. So please practice that during your daily activities. And I know it'll really make a big difference. Also, I wanted to tell you, the Emoto Peace Project prints off these beautiful books for children around the world. They're supported entirely by donations as well. If you'd like to donate, please go to their website at www.emoto.peaceproject.net, and your contributions will really be appreciated. Dr. Emoto, I've been told, even though he passed away back in 2014, he is still very much alive on the other side, working with scientists actually from the Pleiades on cleaning up water here on planet Earth. And the amazing thing is that as our vibrations rise, we will be able to create a much better and happier planet just with our thoughts. As you go higher in the dimensional scale, thoughts become things, so that you have to be careful of your thoughts and also to think of only the most highest and good thoughts for everything and the world as well. And as I talk about that, there's something called the Schumann Residence. For those of you who don't know about the Schumann Residence, it was named after a German scientist named Schumann. It's Dr. Schumann back in the 19th century in Germany. And what he discovered, amazing man, he found that there's always a vibration of Mother Earth, Gaia, if you will, is also called that. And the vibration of Mother Earth was at 7.8 hertz for many thousands of years. But then in September 2016, something fascinating happened. The resonance of planet Earth doubled from 7.8 hertz to 13.8 hertz. And that was just amazing. The scientists here on this planet were just amazed. Since that time, the vibration of this planet has risen hundreds of times since that time. And what's interesting is that the vibration of love is 528 hertz. And now that vibration has exceeded 500 hertz at Mount Shasta, as Mount Shasta starts to ascend into the higher dimensions. Mount Shasta right now is at about 4.5, 4.6 dimension. It will be in fifth dimension within a few months because its vibrations are rapidly rising. And as the old saying goes here in the United States, a rising tide lifts all boats. And so with the rising vibrations, we will be shifting into the fifth dimension. One of the things I do have are these beautiful 528. They're 528 hertz tuning forks. And when you hit, this is the vibration of love, 528. When you hit one of these tuning forks with a crystal from Lemuria, and these are from Mount Shasta, and they've been blessed by the priests of Telos. They're full of love and light. When you hit this crystal full of love and light with this 528 tuning fork, which is a love tuning fork, you get love spread everywhere. So I'm going to hit this now. And for everyone listening today, you're going to be bathed in love. Isn't that a nice way just to end up your week? That's the first one there. Isn't that nice? And I'll hit it again here now. Second one, And one more time. That, my friends, if you've been listening to that, you've been bathed in love. If you want one of these, they're just $60 or $70 overseas. And you can just go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and click on miscellaneous to get that. I know it's been a stressful time for everyone with the recent election and now the problems we had this past week in Washington, D.C. I want to tell you, I've done a lot of research on how that happened. 99.9% of the people there in Washington, D.C. on January 6th were peaceful. They didn't want any problems. But there was a very small element from Antifa who came into the area. They were bussed in. The mayor of Washington, D.C., who likes Antifa, actually had her police give police escort to busloads of 250 Antifa members who were armed and had weapons and were violent into the city. She apparently aided them as well in getting hotels and accommodations and food for them, while she excluded the rest of the people who were demonstrating for President Trump during that day. When the Capitol grounds were breached, there was an inside job because the Capitol Police actually let in the Antifa people into the Capitol, into the Senate, and they allowed them in just when the Congress started debating about the fraudulent election. Isn't that interesting? The timing was awful because it meant that the Senate people in the Senate panicked, and they all were sequestered for safety by the time the protesters were cleared out, the Antifa people were cleared out. Nobody in Congress wanted to have any meetings at all on the election results, and so they simply approved the faulty election results, and Antifa had succeeded in disrupting probably one of the most important moments in American history by depriving the American people of the right to debate this important topic. It was a complete setup. I know that the truth on this will be coming out soon. So I want everyone to know that I don't think none of the Trump supporters during this this demonstration on January 6th intended to do any violence whatsoever. It was for utmost respect for our government and our institutions. But Antifa, of course, has a different agenda. They want to completely subvert this government and take it over and turn it into a socialist or communist state. And that's what they're doing by violence. I don't approve of violence, and I don't approve of the methods that Antifa and Black Lives Matter used on January 6th to disrupt our democracy and our constitution. But I want people to know, if they do some research, they'll find out the same thing, that the protests and the violence there was a setup by Antifa and Black Lives Matter to just totally disrupt our democratic process. And this is against the Constitution and, of course, illegal as well. Now I'd like to go to my, every year I have what I call a Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington. And I know Miami's a long ways from Olympia. You're in like one corner of the U.S. and Olympia's in the other corner of the U.S. But it's just $25 for the whole weekend. It'll be on March 13th and 14th. And you can view the whole conference online for just $25. There are some, it's going to be a limited capacity. If you do want to, for people wanting to visit in person, if you do want to visit in person, just send me an email for the details at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. But otherwise, the entire conference is going to be online, and we've made it very affordable this year. For a less than a cost for a tank of gas, you can hear some of the most famous people in the world, some famous UFO people and famous healers, talking about all kinds of things. And I want to run over our list of guests. First off is myself, and I'll be talking about my book, Messages from the Masters on Our Beautiful Bright Future. Also, I'll be giving a lot of additional messages from Presidents George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Dwight D. Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy on Our Beautiful Bright Futures as well. I've been in contact with Jack Kennedy and all these great spirits for the past 5 or 6 years. And I'll be happy also to give readings during the conference if you'd like to have a reading at all. But following that, I'll be having a famous professor, Dr. Jared Pollock of the University of Washington, give a presentation on what he calls the fourth phase of water. Most people think that there's just three kinds of water. There's solid, there's gaseous, and there's also and liquid as well. There is a fourth phase of water that Dr. Pollock has discovered, which is actually in our bodies that has memory. Now, what's fascinating is that I had a gentleman named Matthias Di Stefano on my radio show here a couple of years ago, and he has vivid memories of living in Atlantis about 15,000-20,000 years ago. During that time, Matthias said told me that that the Atlanteans actually used the Atlanteans used water-based computers to store information and knowledge, and they were based upon not upon H2O, which is the molecular configuration for regular water, but something like H2O3 or H2O12 or H2O10, where successive layers of oxygen and hydrogen were used to store data and information for people. It was just amazing listening to him and talking about that. Now, when Atlantis collapsed, Atlantis was destroyed itself 12,500 years ago. And when they destroyed themselves, all of their water-based computers fell into the Atlantic Ocean. And today, that information from those computers is actually still available. Matthias told me several years ago that one day our scientists will be able to take a glass of water from the Atlantic or a glass of water from the Mediterranean and access the data and information which were on these Atlantean computers 15,000 years ago. He mentioned it was a little bit like having a library where all the books are scattered. Isn't that a fascinating concept? If we took a glass of water from the Atlantic Ocean off of Miami, and Miami was right next to Bimini, of course, and that was one of the areas where the Atlantean civilization did exist. Wouldn't it be amazing to go walk off the shores of a beach near on the coast of Florida, take a glass of water, and then be able to decipher the information and knowledge in that glass of water from Atlantis? Well, Matthias had the amazing, he told me amazingly that we will be able to do that in the future. And I think that's just so incredible. You know, as I'm speaking, I've got this beautiful ray of sunlight coming into me now, and I think part of that is angelic light from the angels telling me that I'm correct in this. Now, what's fascinating is that I had a conversation with Billy Woodard and Zora from the Hollow Earth the other day, and actually they will be coming to my conference. They will be giving a presentation at my Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 13th and 14th, 2021. Anyway, they told me that they don't use water-based computers in Telos, in their civilization. Instead, they use amino acid-based computers. The computers themselves are alive and they react to our thoughts. This is the same technology that my friend Admiral Halosaurus, Plinian Admiral Halosaurus uses on his ship as well. I've been up aboard the Plinian mothership many times, and on one of the decks they have what's called a wisdom room, because I'm fascinated by the technology and what they have aboard the ship. And so I visited their wisdom room last week, a couple weeks ago, and I sat down in a chair on the ship. A screen came up, was pulled down in front of me. It was floating, but it had its own power source. And all I had to do was think of something. If, for example, I wanted to see a scene from the Civil War, I could go directly to Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address and watch it in real time. Or I could go to any point in history, in the past, present, or even future. So it's been a lot of fun to do that, to think about that. But going back to these computers which are alive, on the Plinian mothership, the ship itself is half organic and half metal. So it is alive. And one of the amazing things you have to be very careful when you're aboard one of these ships is that you have to think positive thoughts. Because if you get angry or get really negative, you can destroy the ship, literally with your thoughts. So they're very careful on who they allow up on the ship. They always want me to be in a high vibrational, positive mood when I come on board the ship, and I've been there many times. They don't want, because I don't want to destroy the ship. That's the last thing I want to do. But this goes back, and going back to our computer database and Professor Pollack, the one thing I like about Jerry Pollack is that he's a traditional scientist who also is interested in knowledge in the higher dimensions as well. And this is what sets Professor Pollack apart from many other scientists, because many scientists on this planet, they're rather limited. I mean, of course, they want to find knowledge, but they often find knowledge only within a certain range, and they're not open to other alternatives. And that's the one thing I do like about Professor Pollack, is that he's got a beautiful open mind, and he truly wants to make this world a better place. Anyway, he'll be there giving a presentation, of course, and then a Michiko Hayashi of the Immortal Peace Project will also be giving a presentation on her beautiful work, including this message from water book here from Dr. Emoto. When Dr. Emoto passed back in October 17th, 2014, he asked Michiko to continue his work, and she has done a wonderful job for the Emoto office and by sharing Dr. Emoto's beautiful research and loving message of love and gratitude around the world. Their website again is www.emoto.peaceproject.net. And the theory behind Dr. Emoto's work was that if children can learn the value of love and gratitude, of treating each other with respect and love and gratitude, this will carry on when they become adults to create a much better and happier world. So, and I think the kids today are learning that, and that's why I like the Emoto Peace Project, and it does such an important work for this for this country and for this world as well. After that, we'll be having a presentation by Tom Palladino. Tom is an amazing man. He has what's called a Scalar Energy Program, where does amazing work to help people out with almost any physical condition. He actually has a free 15-day or 30-day program for people. They can try it out. And I've tried it and been on his program, and I feel great. It's really helped my health and my state as well. So I urge you to listen to Tom as well. In the afternoon on the 13th, I'll be planning on having James Redfield. James is the author of The Celestine Prophecy, which is a beautiful book. It was published back in the 1990s. I don't know if people remember it, but it was one of the New York Times best-selling books about how we need to trust our intuition to gain the answers that we need. The Celestine Prophecy, of course, was made into a movie, and the book itself was a New York Times bestseller. But you'll be able to hear James and Mr. Redfield discuss his book as well. That'll be followed by my good friend Dr. Cairo Rocha in the Bahamas. He's a fantastic naturopathic doctor. I really enjoy him. He originally from Brazil. He had his own acupuncture clinic, and he used to teach people how to do acupuncture in Brazil. And now he lives in the Bahamas, and he's a wonderful fellow. I really enjoy him. One of the things he goes into is about how vegetables can help us. Different plants are there to help us. If, for example, if you take a tomato and you cut it in half, the inside of the tomato actually looks like valves of a heart. He has lots of examples like that with different fruits and vegetables, and he's a fascinating fellow, and I really like him, and I know you'll enjoy hearing him. He has a perspective you can't find out anywhere else except from Dr. Cairo. Of course, after Dr. Cairo, we'll be having my good friend Emmanuel Eiter. Emmanuel is from France originally. He now lives in the Southern California area, and he's a producer of many different beautiful spiritual films, including a film called The Cure, which is all about healing and spirituality. And actually, I'm in the film too. Emmanuel's been working on all kinds of films. That's his goal, is to make the world a much better place. And I know you'll really enjoy his lecture as well. And he's a wonderful man, and I'm so happy he'll be giving a presentation there. Then at the end of the day, on Saturday, March 13th, my good friend Alfred Weber. He's a fantastic fellow from Vancouver, beautiful Vancouver, Canada. He'll be giving a presentation. Alfred has his own, also has his own wonderful radio website, radio in Vancouver. He has a very interesting history. He's a former judge and an attorney from New York City. And at one point back in, I think it was 1976, after President Jimmy Carter was elected president, he was appointed the head of a UFO Disclosure Commission by President Carter. And however, after that, he had to flee the United States to first Mexico and then Canada because his life was threatened. And apparently the powers that shouldn't be didn't want him to help disclose UFOs into knowledge of that into America and elsewhere. So, but he's a fascinating man now. He lives up in Vancouver, and I always really enjoy his presentations. The next morning on Sunday, March 14th, beginning at about 9:15 a.m. Pacific time, we'll be hearing from we'll be blessed with a presentation by Billy Woodard and his father Zora from the Hollow Earth. Billy's a great person. He's a good friend of mine. His father Zora, actually, Billy and his sister came to the surface of planet Earth back in 1951, and he came here as a small child. And was adopted out by a family in the U.S. Air Force, and grew up here on the planet, with the purpose of raising consciousness and making this world a much better place. At one point back in the late 60s, he actually, early 70s, he actually was the commander of Area 51 north of Las Vegas, and he tells me he's funny. He tells me that his actual age is 1,862 years. But he doesn't look a day over maybe 60. So he's an amazing man. He has all kinds of fascinating stories to tell. And his father, he'll be bringing his father as well. His father is in the Hollow Earth, but when he gives a presentation by his dad, actually his dad's soul switches bodies with him so he can speak in this dimension at this time. And then Billy goes back to the Hollow Earth to be with his family. It's an amazing story, and Billy and his father Zora always have these fascinating things to say that I always really 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 enjoy. Then later in the morning on March 14th, I've invited Emma Louise, a living soul, to give a presentation from Norway on UFOs and life beyond this planet. She herself is a beautiful soul who's had experience and lifetimes on other galaxies, including with the Andromedans. The closest galaxy to this Milky Way galaxy is called the Andromeda Galaxy. And among the Andromedans themselves are a fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth dimensional civilization. They're humans, but they just live in another galaxy in a higher dimension. That's all. And what's fascinating about the Andromeda Galaxy is that their sun in that galaxy is blue. So all the humans who live in that galaxy, they have blue skin, and it's fascinating, really. They're very kind and gentle people, benevolent. And Emma Louise used to live in the Andromeda Galaxy, but she volunteered, like many of us here, to come down to Earth to help us with our ascension, and that's what she's doing now. She's a beautiful, sweet soul, and I'm so glad that she'll be giving a presentation with this as well. One of the entities, or one of the people that will be there as well, giving a presentation, will be my friend Q. I'm sure you know Q. He has lots to say. He's part of a continuum of entities who are known as Q, and they're here to help us and to give us messages so we can help with our ascension. A very kind and benevolent entity, who is here to help us, and I know you'll enjoy listening to what he has to say. I've also invited my good friend Alex Collier. Alex Collier is a wonderful fellow. He's been in contact with the Andromeda Galaxy for many years now. I was just speaking about that from Emma Louise. The Andromeda Galaxy is, as I said, is a benevolent galaxy. It's in the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth dimensions. For those of you who don't know about the different dimensions, we exist here in the third. We're shifting now into the fourth and then into the fifth dimension. And the highest dimension in this universe is the 12th dimension, where the supreme being, or the God, if you will, the entity who created all of this, resides. The fascinating thing is that once we've shifted into this new fifth dimension here on planet Earth, and that should occur sometime before by the end of 2025 or before then, all the dimensions in this universe will shift one notch up. So the supreme being, instead of being on the 12th dimension, should be on the 13th dimension. That's a long story. I'll be getting into that in the conference. Or if you have questions about that, feel free to join my free chat with people. All you have to do, it's on, I'm going to start it this Sunday in a couple of days, on Sunday, January 10th. It'll start at 12 noon Pacific time and last until about 2 or 2:30 Pacific time. All you need to do to join in free to chat with me is to go to www.zoom, ZOOM.us, and type in this event number, which is 489-067-3147. Again, that's 489-067-3147. If you don't have a computer, you can also call in as well on Zoom to give you that number as well. But it's a free chat, and I'm joined to look forward to talking to you all. You're all welcome to join me and ask whatever questions you like. After Alex Collier, I've invited Eric Rains, a wonderful and fantastic healer from Oregon. Eric is a good friend of mine. I've known him for about 5 years. And I first met him in Mount Shasta in August of 2015, where he was removing negative alien implants from people. Now, that's a long story, but I'll tell you briefly that everyone here on this planet has been implanted with what's called negative implants. And Eric, among other things, is a specialist in taking them out. He's a very good man of heart of gold, and I know you'll enjoy listening to what he has to say. Finally, my good friends Anthony and Reiko from Southern Japan will be giving messages from the higher, from the angels and the higher spirits as well. Reiko and Anthony are both mediums and psychics, and they're very special people. They give readings to people, and even though they live in Japan, they have a worldwide clientele. They're actually, they say that they're angels who went up to the 11th dimension, and then they came back down here to the third dimension to help us with our ascension. That's kind of like what I did too. I actually went up, I can't remember, that's the 10th or 11th dimension. And she calls me, Reiko calls me a baby angel, where I volunteered to come down to this third dimension to help with humanity's ascension. So that was a long time ago, but it's good to be here. Finally, my good friend, my wonderful friend, Carolyn White, is a fantastic aura and chakra reader, and she'll be giving her session on auras and chakras. What she told me recently is just fascinating. She said that we have about eight chakras or so in our body, but there's a new diamond-shaped chakra now forming on top of people's heads, and that represents the shift now into this new earth of the higher dimensions. She said that she's seen that more and more with her own readings of people getting chakra readings. And it's fascinating as I talk about that now. I've got another ray of angelic light coming into me today. But I know I'm getting good support from the angels for that. But she's a fascinating lady. Her and her husband Jerry are wonderful people, and they also do what's called their aura readings, aura photography, where it's fascinating really. But they'll take a picture of you and with their special equipment, and then they'll give you a reading with that, and they can tell you all kinds of things about your aura, how you're feeling, and all kinds of things. And when you combine that with the with their psychic powers, they have an incredible service they give people. The website for the conference is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And if you have any questions or would like to come, please visit the website. You can register there on the schedule. It's still being updated. It has most of the information now on the schedule. Or if you have any questions, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150 at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. That's outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I know the country now is facing some challenging times with the election, but I know it'll all be resolved here soon. I know that from all the evidence I've seen, the election in November was fraudulent. But I know things will work out for the best, and I'm confident that the white light will win, because the white light is always stronger than the dark. And with that, I hope everyone has a beautiful and happy day. If you like, please come to my Galactic Wisdom Conference. The cost for the conference online or in person is just $25. If you have any questions, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And with that, I hope you all have a beautiful and happy day. If you like, please listen to me out of San Francisco tomorrow on BBS Radio. You can find out all the information at my website at outofthisworld1150.com. Thanks so much, everyone, and I hope you have a beautiful and happy day. Bye-bye, and thanks again. Bye-bye.